their life is full.
人生里面充满,
you can tell it. You can tell that.
你可以看得见的,
you can feel it.
你可以感觉到的,
you know that they are happy.
你知道他们快乐,
you know that they are satisfied with their life.
你知道他们的生命,
you know that they have meaning in their life.
你知道在他们的生命里面有意义,
but still, even though I have noticed that,
虽然我注意到这些事,
but my heart is still hardened. I said, my life is in my control.
我仍旧说,
I'd rather live my own life.
我宁可活我,
even if it means a life of tears.
虽然我的生活充满了眼泪,
and even if it means a life of mystery.
虽然生活充满了痛苦,
even though I never have considered killing myself. As I said, if my life comes to an end at that point, I feel that it's going to be a blessing.
但是我刚才说过,
in fact, I've always wondered at that point when I was 40 years old last year.
当40岁的去年到我40岁的那一年,
I said, if I have to live the average lifespan of an American male,
如果我要 我的生命是能够达到一般美国人的男人所活的寿数,
I'll be in big trouble.
我会遇到很大的难处.
The average male lifespan is 34 years in America.
美国人的男人的平均年龄是74岁.
I'm positive I cannot live 34 more years like that.
我知道我不可能再活34年.
So I was just waiting miserably there, for somehow my life will come to an end sooner.
我就在那里盼望, 是不是我既然我生活这么痛苦,
surprisingly, my life comes to an end much sooner than I thought.
没想到我的生活走到一个告一个段落比我所希望的更早一点.
Last year, October 1st, if you remember, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles.
去年10月1号, 记不记得加州有一次大地震?
There was also a very big earthquake in my life.
在我的人生中也就在那个时候有很大的地震.
I mean, just want to backtrack for a few months prior to October 1st.
我现在稍微要往后退几个,就是说在10月1号的早几个月,3个月.
I recall that during that summer, I hardly worked at all. I was just traveling most of the time.
那个暑假根本我什么事都不做,我到处旅行.
And I noticed that I was able to eat much less every day.
我就发现我每天都可以吃的比以前更少.
And towards the end of summer, I noticed that I only eat half of a hamburger.
有时候我一次只能吃半个汉堡包.
My stomach was so full that I have to unbuckle my belt.
有时候我在这个今天有时候有两个汉堡包，但是我就吃半个汉堡包啊，我还是觉得肚子就很胀了，我必须把皮带松开来。
That's very unusual.
我都很奇怪的一件。
So I start poking myself in my stomach.
所以我开始就摸摸我的肚子。
And I noticed that there was a hard mass in the stomach.
好像我在我的肚子里面有一块地方硬硬的。
Well, to be very honest with you, you should go and see a doctor.
诚实地讲，那么应该看个医生，对不对？
But I said to myself, well, if it is really something that's bad, then that's probably good for me.
但是我说，如果这里面有什么坏东西长出来，可能对我反而是一件好事。
Because I was seriously thought that, well, I really do not care.
实在我心里想，根本我也不在乎长什么东西。
But my wife has noticed that I keep poking my stomach.
但是我的太太就发现我常常这样摸摸我的肚子。
But I won't tell them what I felt.
我并没有告诉他我的感觉。
But the day of the earthquake,
就在那个地震的那一天,
We went back to the office and make sure that there's no damage to the office.
对，我就到我的办公室去看看办公室有没有什么损害。
And we have a couple of surgeon friends who came over just to see if just also to check to see if there's damage to our office.
我们有几个外科医生也来看看到底这个办公室有没有坏。
So my wife just grabbed hold of one of my friends.
所以我的太太就抓了一个我的朋友。He said, well, he
keep poking his stomach in the last few weeks. You better check.
我发觉他这几个礼拜一直摸他的肚子，你给他检查一下吧。So
I have no choice, and I lay there and let him touch my.
所以我没有办法，我就在床上让他摸摸我的肚子。And
as soon as he put his hand on my top, stomach, he turned pale.
当他的手摸着我肚子的时候，他的脸就变白了。
This is a very good friend of mine whom I've known for 10 years.
这是我的好朋友，我们有10年之间的交情。
So when I saw his face turn pale, I knew he found something that I've been suspicious of.
因为当我看到脸色变了脸色，我知道他一定发现一些东西。
In fact, he didn't say a thing, he just grabbed me and then he dragged me to the hospital.
其实他没有跟我讲,
he told my wife that we have to go to the hospital and have a complete checkup right away.
告诉我太太说,
so I was in the hospital for 6 hours.
我在医院里面待了6个钟头,
and all the tests that can be done was done.
我能做的这个检查都做了。
Well, this is the first time I was so impressed with my own hospital.
所以我就第一次感对我的医院这个所能做的这些事情感到觉得很引以为荣。
We always complain that they can't do this, they can't do that on time. Practically, the entire hospital resources was used, and everybody stopped and just attend to me. So in 6 hours' time, we did all the ultrasound, all the computerized scan, and all the examination. And it was a very shocking news. And it was a 5.5-inch tumor in the left side of the liver. And the computerized scan already showed that the tumor had spread to the entire abdomen. And to be very sure, in the same night, they did a biopsy. They took a couple of pieces of the liver. And they were afraid to make the diagnosis. All the pathologists are my friends in the hospital, but they didn't want to make the diagnosis. So the next day, they took all the samples to 6 different medical centers.
所以他就把我的肝切片拿到6个不同医院去请那些病理医生来做诊断。
And they have visited at least 10 pathologists.
他们一共请10个医生来做这个病理的医生来做这个诊断。
But actually by that time they already know the diagnosis.
其实他们自己已经知道这个诊断。
Because based on all the ultrasound and all the x-ray studies.
从这个X光啊跟这个超音波啊这些这个
So you know that it is the cancer of the liver. But they just hope that somebody would say it's not. They do not want to give the final. So they drag on and on all day Friday, which is the 2nd of October.
他们拖延一天的时间。
Until at the end, at 8:30, one of the pathologists in Orange County say, well, what else do you want to do? Everybody said it's the same thing. There's no question. There are about 14 doctors involved. And it was the diagnosis was unanimous. The tumor is a malignant tumor. And the cancer has already spread. And they expect that I probably would not live more than 3 months. So in desperation, we contact Hong Kong and Taiwan. Both of these places are more experienced in treating the liver cancer. But both centers say that it's too late. As a doctor, I can tell you that that's too late. Because in the same week that I was diagnosed to have liver cancer, I had one of my patients who had liver cancer. And her cancer is only two inches. And I was able to tell the family that we don't expect that she will live until Christmas. And she didn't. So with the tumor 3 times as large.
比他的癌有三倍那么大，几乎是这样。
So I know that three months is being generous.
那么他们说给我三个月的时间，已经是很慷慨了，这医生这样做。
But don't think that the doctor is just because he deals with life and death every day.
你不要以为这医生他们似乎每一天呢都面临这个接触这个死生死的问题。
And just because for 3 years I've been struggling with the meaning of my life, and I thought I wanted to die.
三年之中，我一直在挣扎人生的问题，所以我决定，我要希望我能够死。
But when you're really faced with death, it is entirely different feeling.
当你真正面临死亡的时候，又是另外一个问题了。And
I can tell you that this is not a very good feeling.
我要告诉你，这真不是一个好的感觉。It
is a feeling of total hopelessness.
这个感觉是完全失望的感觉。
It is a very fearful feeling.
这是一个很惧怕的感觉。
It is a feeling of desperation.
这个惊慌的感觉。
It is a feeling that there's no hope.
好像没有希望的感觉。
For 20 years, I thought that I was in control of my life.
20年来，我一直以为我自己在管理我自己的生命。
And for 3 years, while I was struggling for meaning of life.
3年来，我一直挣扎寻找人生生命的意义。
When numerous people tell me that perhaps if you let God take over your life, things may be better.
好几个人告诉我说，如果你把你的人生交给主，让主来掌管你的人生，会好一点。
And I refuse.
我拒绝了。Because
I want my life to be in my hands.
我一直要把自己的人生掌握在自己的手里。
When I read the final diagnosis.
当我读了这个最后他们的这个诊断的报道。
And whether I like it or not, I know I'm not in control of my life at all.
喜欢不喜欢，我自己现在已经明白了，我自己无法控制我自己的生命。
For 10 years.
10年来。
There was never a day that nobody come and asked me for a decision. There's not a day in my life that nobody come and asked me for.
几乎每一天的时间，总是有人来问我，要我来替他们做决定。
Or at least give an opinion.
或者是把我的意见告诉他们我的意见。
Or at least have some input.
至少他们要我提供一些意见。
But when it come to my own life.
当谈到我自己生命的问题的时候。
For the 36 hours while waiting for the final diagnosis.
但这个37个小时，我在等着他们所做最后的这个诊断的时候。
Nobody asked me for a decision.
没有任何人问我任何的问题。
Nobody asked me for an opinion.
也没有人要知道要问我要知道我的意见。
I finally come to realize that I'm absolutely in no control of anything.
所以我就发觉根本我对其他事情任何事情没有任何的这个权利来管理。
My life is not in my hands.
我的生命不在我的手里。
My destiny is not in my hands.
我的命运也不在我的手里。
But it was too late.
太晚了。
It was too late.
太晚了。
There are a lot of things that I would like to have done.
我有很多的事情我想做。
If I knew that I'm going to live so short a time.
如果我知道我这么短命的话。
I probably would not spend that much time to make all that money.
我就不会花那么多的钱去赚钱，那么多的时间去赚钱。
Maybe I said it was just one doctorate degree.
大概我拿一个博士学位就够了，不要拿两个。Maybe
definitely I would not spend the 4 years to be the chief of the hospital.
我根本就不想当医院的院长，如果是这样的。Maybe
I wish to spend more time with my wife.
我希望我能够多花一点时间跟我太太在一起。I
want to spend more time with my children.
希望我能够多花一点时间跟我孩子在一起。But
I cannot do any of these now.
但是现在我什么都不能做。I'm
given 3 months to live.
他们只给我3个月的时间，生气活。
And the professors at UCLA was kind enough to offer to do a liver transplant for me.
那么UCLA的这个医院，这个教授他很仁慈的提供一个机会，让我能够做肝脏移植。
But also tell me that I have a 60-70% chance to die right on the table.
那他告诉我说，你做这个移植的时候，大概有60%到70%的可能性你会死在床上，死在那个。 手术台上,
so the choice is maybe to live 3 days or 3 months.
那么你自己要选择，到底你要活3个月还是要活3天？
It's not much of a choice, isn't it?
这似乎没有什么大的选择，对不对？
So when I was confronted with death,
当我面临死亡的时候,
I know that my life is not in my hands.
我已经知道我的生命不在我的手里。
But everything seems to be too late.
似乎任何事情太晚了。
What can you do in a few days?
在这几天你能做什么呢？
What can you do in a few months?
在这几个月里面你能做什么呢？
So while I was just tossing and turning every night, thinking of these miserable things.
所以我每天在船上翻来覆去，思考这些问题不能成言。
One night.
有一天晚上。
I thought of the pastor.
我想到一个牧师。
I've known this pastor for over a quarter of a century.
大概我认识这个人大概有一个世纪了。
When I was in high school, he was a missionary in Hong Kong.
You know, in the one century,
quarter of a
century. 四分之一的世纪，25年了。
That's right. He was a missionary in Hong Kong while I was in high school.
当我宣教士。
So we haven't had much chance to spend time together.
我们很少有机会能够花时间在一起。
But in the last few years, I knew that he came back to Southern California.
但是在过去，在这个前几年，我知道他已经回到加州来。
So once in a while, I call him.
有时候我打电话给他。
Because when I was when 20 years ago in Hong Kong, we were very close to each other.
因为20年前在香港，我们关系非常的亲密。
But every time I call him.
每次我打电话给他。
I invited him for dinner.
我总是请他吃饭。
And he always invited me to church.
他总是请我到他教会做礼拜。
So that usually that's the end of the conversation.
那这都是最后的一个谈话的最后的结局就是这样。
Because I'm not willing to go to church.
因为我不想去教会。
So, but that night I keep thinking about this man.
但是我那天晚上我总是一直头脑想到这个人。
I don't know why I want to talk to him.
我不晓得为什么我想跟他讲话。
Perhaps I want him to read me some psalms.
我希望他能够给我读一些诗篇给我听。
Maybe I want him to tell me some stories about how people who are terminally ill and miraculously healed.
我希望听他能够讲一些有一些人有绝症，后来神有神迹在他身上医治他了。
I don't know. I don't know what I want.
我不那不晓得我要。
I wasn't particularly want to hear any of these things.
我真的不知道我到底要听什么。
But anyway, I want to call him.
但是我打电话给他。
So I found his number and I called him.
我找到他的电话，打电话给他。
So I said, "Do you remember me?"
我说你还记得我吗
？Oh, he said, "Oh, of course, I remember."
当然我记得。
He said, "I pray for you every week."
其实我每个礼拜都为你祷告。
He said, "I knew about your all your successes."
我知道你和相当的有成就。
But in the last few years, I also heard about some of your problems.
但是在过去几年，我也听到你有一些问题。
So we have been praying for you.
我们为你祷告。
Been praying for you and your family.
为你跟你的家人祷告。
He said, "Well, what can I do for you?"
他就说，到底我能为你做什么呢
？Well, I said, "You haven't heard anything. You know about most of the things in the last 20 years, but you didn't know what happened last week."
你二十年之内的消息你大概知道，但是上个礼拜发生的事情大概你不知道。
So I told him about my liver cancer.
我就把我的肝癌的事情告诉他。
Well, he didn't read any psalms to me.
他也没有读诗篇给我听。
He didn't tell me any good stories about how people are cured.
他也没有讲一些鼓励的话，讲到人怎么样可以得医治的话给我听。
She said, "You don't seem to have much time."
他说大概你还没有多少时间活下去。
I said, "I know about it."
我说我知道了。
He said, "I suggest that perhaps you do three things."
那我建议你做三件事。
Well, at that time, if anybody tell you to do one thing, you listen very carefully.
就那时候，如果有人告诉你做一件事，你一定很注意听，对不对？
So he said he wanted me to do three things. So I was listening very carefully.
他告诉我说有三件事你要做，我很注意的听。
So the first thing he said you ought to do.
第一件事他说你要做什么呢
？He said I know in the past you've been a Christian.
我知道你以前是基督徒。
But while you've been here in this country, you have lost in the world.
你到这个世界来，你就在世界中消失了。
You have lost in the pursuit of worldly successes.
你一直在追寻世界的成就上，失去了你的信仰。
You have lost your God.
你失去了你的神。
You have sinned against God.
犯罪得罪神。
By walking astray from God.
因为你离弃神。
In the remaining few days of your life.
你在最后的几天里面。
And perhaps a couple of months.
可能还有两三个月的时间。
He said, "I suggest that you do the first thing."
我建议你做第一件事。
Is to reconcile with God.
与神和好。
He said, "If you do that."
如果你做这件事。
Perhaps you should reconcile with your wife.
你应该跟你的太太和好。
Because in the last 20 years, really you have not allowed her to have a very good life.
你在这二十年来，你没有让你太太过一天好日子。
Because everything that I do is to satisfy my ambition.
因为我所做的一切都是要满足我自己的雄心。
And now you just suddenly you just want to leave her with the three children.
你现在把她跟三个孩子。抛弃了你就死了。
And she may have a grudge against you.
可能她心里面对你会嘀嘀咕咕的埋怨。
And that's not a very good feeling.
这是一个很不好的感觉。
So you may want to reconcile with her.
你要跟你的太太和好。
Maybe she would find a better spirit to live.
可能她会有一个更好的心情来活下去。
He said, "If you've done that, the first thing you ought to do."
还有第三件事你要做的。
is to reconcile with your children.
要跟你的孩子和好。
You have provided a lot of good things for your children, materially.
你物质上你为你的孩子预备了很多的东西。
But you have deprived them of the opportunity to know Jesus.
但是你剥夺了他们认识神的机会。
You have never taken them to church.
你从来没有带他们到礼拜堂做礼拜。
They have never had a chance to become a Christian.
他们没有机会成为基督徒。
And now, suddenly you just die.
现在你就死了。
They may never have any hope.
可能他们没有任何的希望。
They may not have hope even in the world.
他们在世界上甚至没有希望。
And they may never have hope for eternal life.
他们也可能没有永生的盼望。
Now this third part hit me really hard.
哎呀，第三点似乎对我来讲是当头棒喝。
Because I've been very, very sorry for my children. For me, I have not spent enough time with them. And now it's just too late. And particularly I remember a very good friend of mine. About 5 years ago, he was 47 years old. He is a surgeon. And one day he was eating breakfast at 5:30. And he just dropped dead. Of a massive heart attack. It took me a long time to get over that. But 2 years later, when I went to visit his home, I met his son. His son, before his father died, was one of the best students and the best kids you could have. He's one of those kids who go to Harvard and Stanford. And 2 years after his father died, when I visited him, he was kicked out of high school. He was drinking. He was on drugs. So I asked him, why do you do that? And his answer to me, I will never forget. And even to this day, I was never able to get over it. He said, why not?
为什么不?
I have no hope.
他说,
I don't even know why my father died.
我不明白为什么我父亲死。
Why did he leave us? See, therefore, I've come to realize that for a man to die, it is the end of his life. But this story, or this friend's son, show me that death may be a greater destruction for those who remain living. So when this pastor talked to me to reconcile with my children, it's like a knife to my heart. So I said to myself, he's a man who has struggled and worked very hard for 20 years. He has achieved everything that he can achieve. But in return, his life is miserable, empty and without meaning.
空虚,
and then all of a sudden,
忽然间,
his life has come to an end.
他死了。
He can't even do anything for the ones he loves.
他根本对他所爱的人, 他什么也不能做。
He can give them nothing but destruction.
他不能什么都不能给他们, 给他们的只是毁坏与忧伤。
So I was very heartbroken because of that.
听了这句话, 心里非常痛苦。
So after I hang up the phone with this pastor,
我把电话挂上,
I finally kneel down.
我就最后跪下来,
so I said a very simple prayer. I said, God,
我说神啊,
I know you are somewhere.
我知道你存在,
because I knew you before.
我以前曾经认识过你,
but I want to be honest with you.
我要很坦白地跟你说,
for 20 years I've been so far away from you, I don't even know where you are.
20年来我跟你一直离开你，跟你距离那么远，甚至我现在都不知道你在哪里。
I don't even feel your presence.
我也不觉得你的存在。But
I know you were somewhere out there.
我知道你现在是在，但是不知道你在哪里。
I said I may only have a few days to live.
我可能只能活几天了。
Maybe at the most a few months.
最多两三个月。
But before I die,
在我死之前
I admitted that I have sinned.
我向你承认我犯罪。
I have rejected you.
我拒绝你。
I wanted to be my own God.
我要做我自己的神。
And now I realize that I'm not in control of anything.
我现在我才发现我什么也不能控制。
I realize that my life is not in my hand.
我知道我的生命不在我的手里。
I understand now that I'm not my own God.
我现在已经知道我不是我的神。
I say I confess that.
我承认我。
I said, please come back to my life.
求你进到我的生命里面来。
Even for a few days.
就是虽然只有几天吧。
Even for a few months.
甚至有如果有几个月。
I just want to feel your presence again.
我愿意再一次的经历到你的同在。
I want to see your glory one more time.
我要再一次看到你的荣耀。
Then I shall die.
然后我死也甘愿。
Just as soon as I finish that prayer.
就在我结束我的祷告以后。
I reconcile with God.
我就跟神和好了。
I ask God to come back to my life.
我请神再次进到我的生命里面来。
And immediately God performed the first miracle in my life.
神就当时行了一件神迹在我的生命里面。
For all these 3 years of misery, depression, frustration, and agony.
所以那三年来的所有这些年来的为了痛苦挣扎忧伤。
And for the last few days while facing death, the hopelessness and the despair and the desperation.
在过去的这几天里面我们面对死亡的那种恐惧那种绝望的心情。
The moment I asked God to come back to my life,
就在那个时刻我邀请神进到我心里的那个刹那。
All these feelings are immediately gone.
这些感觉立刻消失。
I knew because I struggled for 3 years.
因为我知道我三年来一直在挣扎。
I know how it was like when it's there.
我知道那种感觉在里面感觉。
And when it's gone, I knew it.
当他离开的时候我也知道。
But at the same time, God filled my heart with joy and peace and the fullness that I've been looking for.
就在同样的时候我也知道神用他的喜乐用他的平安满足充满我的心。
I've been struggling for years to want that joy and peace and fullness.
就是我这么多年的时间在挣扎盼望找的平安喜乐满足。
But just at right at the moment when I submit myself to God.
就在那个时候我把我的人生交托给神的时候。
And I ask him to come back to my life.
我就邀请他进到我的生命里。
A very simple prayer.
很简单的祷告。
Instantaneously, God gave me the peace and the joy.
立刻神把平安喜乐给我。
I knew that could only come from heaven.
我知道这个只有从天上来的。
I knew it could only be divine.
因为我知道这只是从神来的才有这样。
I immediately jump out of from my knees.
我立刻从我的跪的姿势中跳起来。
Go and talk to my wife.
我马上去告诉我的太太。
I apologize to my wife.
我向我的太太认罪。
I apologize to her.
我向她认罪认错。
I said I put you through 20 years of hardship.
我这二十年来实在让你没有受过好日子。
And I'm sorry.
我请你原谅。
But there's nothing I can do anymore.
但是现在我什么都不能做。
Because I know I'm dying.
我知道我要死。
But I want you to do one thing.
但是我要请你做一件事。
For 20 years, because I have gone astray from God, you have also gone astray from God.
因为这二十年来我离开神了，结果你也离开神了。
I would like you to reconcile with your God.
我希望你也跟你的神和好。
Because I reconcile with my God, and He gave me joy and peace.
因为我跟神和好了，他把平安喜乐给我。
So we pray together.
所以我们就一起祷告。
And my wife prayed to God.
我的太太也向神祷告。
And asked God to come back to her life.
也求神进到她的生命里面来。
She also received the peace and the joy.
她就在那个时候也得到神所赐给她的平安喜乐。
So when we finish prayer,
我们祷告完了以后
，we still have to face death.
我们还要面对死亡。
My cancer is gone.
我的癌症还在。
We knew that we're going to die. I'm going to die.
我知道我要死。
But still, we have happiness.
但是我里面却有那样的平安、快乐、
joy, and a fullness.
满足。
And we have hope.
我们有希望。
Because we know that even if we die,
我因为我知道，就算是我死了
，we're going to be with our heavenly Father.
我要去跟我的天父在一起。
It was too late that night to wake up my children.
因为那个太晚了，我不能把我的孩子叫醒。
So I woke them up at 6 o'clock the next day.
第二天怎么六点就把他们叫醒了？
So I just sit them there.
把他们专心的坐好。
It was 16, 13, and 11.
16岁、13岁、11岁。
And I talked to them that I've never talked to them before.
我跟他们讲话的样子，你是从来没有这样跟他们讲过话的。
I say, children.
孩子们。
Your parents were Christians before.
你的父母以前是基督徒。
But since they came to this country.
自从他们到美国以后。
Because they wanted to be successful.
因为他们想要在想要成功。
They want to be rich.
他们想要发财。
They want to be powerful.
他们希望有权势。
They have given up their God.
他把神放弃了。
But last night they have asked God to come back to their life.
像昨天晚上他们求主再次进到他们的生命里面。
And God came back to our life.
神已经进到我们的生命里面。
So I explained to them a very simple salvation.
我就把救恩很简单的跟他们介绍。
So I explained to them there is a God.
我介跟他们说有一位上帝。
Who created heaven and earth.
创造宇宙天地。
But and created human beings.
他也创造了人类。
He loved man.
他爱人，爱人类，爱自然。
But man disobeyed him.
人拒绝他。
Man wanted his own life.
人要走自己的道路。
Just like their parents.
就像你们的父母一样。
And decided to walk a life without God.
他们决定要过一个没有神的生活。
And rejected God.
拒绝神。
I said, the only way that we can go back to God.
只有一条一个方法我们可以回到神的面前。
Because Jesus comes to earth.
因为主耶稣来到这地上。
And died for us.
为我们的罪而死。
So that we won't have to die.
所以我们不需要。
All we have to do is to believe and accept him.
我们所需要做的是要相信耶稣所成就的救法，接受他。
Then our sin will be forgiven.
那么这样我们的罪就能得到赦免。
By accepting Jesus,
接受耶稣，
then we will be God's children.
我们就能成为神的儿女。
So I led my children to confess.
所以我带我的孩子认罪祷告。
And ask God to come to their life.
就求神进到他们的生命里。
And they accepted Jesus as their Lord Savior.
就在那个时候，他们就接受耶稣基督做他们的救主和生命的主。
And they became a Christian.
他们也成为基督徒。
When I finished prayer with them,
当我跟他们一同祷告以后，
when I look up,
我就看往上看，
and I saw the six eyes twinkling with hope.
我看见这六双眼睛，三双眼睛带着盼望的眼神。
For the whole week, they knew that their father is dying.
在那个礼拜里面，他们知道他们的父亲要死。
They never had enough courage to look at my eyes.
因为他们一直没有勇气用眼睛正面看我。
Every time they saw me, they look at the floor.
每次他们一看我，就眼睛就看地下。
When they walk by me, they look at the floor.
他们每次走过我的面前，眼睛就看地下。
Because the eyes of the dying father has no hope.
因为受不了。
And hear their prayer.
当他们祷告以后。
And after they become Christian.
当他们变成基督徒以后。
I see the six eyes sparkling with hope.
我看见他们的六个眼睛里面闪烁着盼望。
And my youngest daughter said the most moving thing I've ever heard.
我最小的 daughter 她最小女儿说了一句最动人的话。
She said, Daddy, you go to have the surgery.
她说，爸爸，你要去开刀。
You go.
你去。
She didn't even know what kind of surgery we're talking about.
她不晓得我们这个开什么刀，那不晓得。
But she said, God will protect you.
她说，上帝要保护你。
Isn't that wonderful?
说这是奇妙的话。
A 10-year-old,
十岁的孩子，
she was able to say something with faith.
她能够凭着信心来说话。
She said, "You go to have surgery."
我说你去开刀。
Because God will protect you.
因为神要保护你。
You know what else she said?
她还说什么你知道吗？
She said, "We are now a family of six."
现在 we are a family of faith.
Of six.
Of six, 我们现在一家有六个人。
Not five.
不是五个。
Isn't that wonderful?
何等的奇妙。
So I went to surgery.
所以我就去开刀了。
But even knowing that I have a very good chance to die.
虽然我知道我很可能会死，但。
And even with a successful liver transplant, at the most you will live about a year or so.
A year or so.
A year, yeah.
即使是这个肝脏的移植的开刀非常的成功，最多也不过能活一年。
But there's no fear in us.
但是对我们里面没有惧怕。
We have peace.
我们有平安。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
So I told my children that even if your father died,
我跟我的孩子说，即使你的父亲死了，
now you have hope that you will meet again in heaven.
那现在你有个希望，将来我们在天上还要见面。
So we pray, and then we went to have the surgery.
我们就一家人一起祷告，然后我就进开刀房开刀。
Wow, of course it.Later on, we knew that a lot of people prayed for me.
后来我才知道，因为有很多人也为我祷告。
Not only Christians in Southern California.
不只是在南加州的基督徒为我祷告。
There are Christians who know me and Christians who don't know me.
有些认识我的基督徒，有些不知道我的基督徒也为我祷告。
There are people here all over the world. And God saved my life. When they opened my, I would not spend too much time to detail the some of the unusual findings, which are definitely miraculous. But when they operated and they opened my stomach, they found that all the spreading, which all the CAT scan, all the computerized scan show, was not there.
他们就说，这个在电视，在这个超音波扩散的信息，在那里都不见了。Now
I want to emphasize one thing: is those computer scans, they don't make this kind of mistake.
我要让你知道，这个超音波的扫描跟这个这些东西不会有错误的。In
fact, later on, we went back to the manufacturer, the physicist who developed those computerized scans. They say that's impossible.
那么我们后来回到那个发明这个电脑这个超音波扫描跟这个这些chip这个断层的这些机器的人，他说这些东西机器不会有毛病的，错误的。Yeah, in the
scan, they may say that you have, let's say, 60% or 70% spread, but when they open you up, you may have less or more. I mean, there's maybe a difference in quantity.
当这些这个扫描机器把你照出来以后，它是可能有60%或50%。当开出来之后，可能它说是60%，可能你开出来一看，可能有50%或者更多70%，有这样的差别。But
you cannot have from nothing to something or something to nothing.
不可能说有的变成没有，没有变成有，不可能的。
But in any event, when the surgeons opened the stomach, they found that there was nothing.
当医生把肚子打开来看里面，根本没有这个东西。
I'm sure at that time they were quite shocked.
我知道他们那时候很惊讶。They
probably was afraid that they operated the wrong person.
他们可能很惊讶，说开刀开错人了，会不会？But
fortunately, the 5.5-inch tumor was still in the liver.
那么很幸运，就是说那个5寸半的那个瘤还在那里。So
they knew that they did not operate the wrong person.
因为他知道他们开刀并没有开错人。
So they become very ambitious.
所以他们就很盼望赶快做这个事情。So
instead of doing a liver transplant,
所以他们就没有做这个移植肝脏的手术。
They spend 9 hours.
他们花9个钟头。
They took out half of the liver.
把我一半的这个肝割掉。
Later on, they told me that the reasoning behind this is as follows.
他就后来告诉我为什么这样做的理由。
Because since there was no spread,
既然没有
They felt that even though it means the 9 hours of work, they could take half of the liver out. They hoped that the other half would last me another year or two. Then the cancer would probably come back. Then he was thinking that then they would do the transplant. Now that transplant would then give me another year. So he added all up, he said that you probably live 3 years. So I was very happy. So instead of 3 days or 3 months, he actually gave me 3 years. So I was quite happy. I was very thankful. So when I left the hospital, I said, wow, in these 3 years, I want to spend all the time with my children. I wanted to tell people the wonderful good news about God. But our God seems to be a more wonderful God than this. Because two weeks after I came home from the hospital, the hospital called me. He said, you're a very unusual patient, doctor.
他说医生啊，你是一个很不寻常的病人。
Because all the tests showed that there's cancer spreading all over and we couldn't find any.
那么因为所有这个病理的专家们检定说你的癌症已经分散到各地了，我们看看来看没有分散。
We took the tumor out. We knew that beforehand that it was cancer.
我们知道这是个癌，我们把它开出来了。And
it was supposed to be a very malignant cancer.
是一个很毒恶的瘤癌。But
after very extensive testing of the tumor in the last 2 weeks.
在这两个礼拜内，我们做很彻底的 这个检查。
And we have also unanimously decided that it's a benign tumor.
我们就觉得说这病是个良性的瘤。
We cannot explain it, they say.
我们不能够解释的，对不起。
Because I'm still looking at the sample from before the surgery.
那么我们还在看以前在开刀以前的那个报道。
The sample.
你的样本，它的样本。
It still looks like it is cancer.
还看起来还证明它是癌。
And we have the sample from the tumor.
现在从这个瘤瓜甚至拿出来的样本。
And it's definitely is benign.
你看，真这是良性的，绝对是良性的。
See, we cannot explain it.
对不起，我们实在不知道怎么解释。
In fact, he was mumbling to himself.
我想他自己自圆其说了。
It looks like somebody changed it.
好像是，他似乎是这样说的，大概是有人把它改变了。
Not that somebody changed the slide.
并不是把这个片的，把这切片改变了。
We know that God will change it.
因为我知道是神在里面做了改变的工作。
So God saved my life.
神保存了我的生命。
He took the spiritual tumor out from me.
他把我的属灵的癌拿掉了。
The tumor that has plagued me for 3 years.
那个癌使我痛苦了3年。
He also took the physical tumor.
他也把我肉体的癌拿掉了。
But I happen to think that God used that physical tumor.
我就相信神特别用肉体的癌
to cure my spiritual.
来医治我属灵的癌症。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
I think the message I want to impart to all of you.
今天晚上我要传讲的这个信息
particularly for Christians.
特别为基督徒来讲。
It's so easy for us in the world to be lost in the world.
很容易，我不小心就会在世界上迷失了方向。
A lot of when I was a young Christian, I don't know what it means by keep your eyes in heaven.
我在我在年轻的时候，我不晓得什么叫做把你的眼睛定睛在天上。
I said, how can I live on earth and I put my eyes in heaven?
我怎么可以活在地上，眼睛定睛在天上呢？
Now I know, unless my eyes is in heaven.
现在我知道，除非我的眼睛定睛在天上。
I'll be lost in this world.
我就很容易在地上迷失了方向。
See, in our life here.
我们在地上的生命。
You know it.
你知道。
There's more than a physical life.
不只是物质的生命。
For us Christians, we know that we have a spiritual life.
不只是肉体的生命，还有灵性的生命。
But the question is, how good is your spiritual life?
问题是我们的灵性的生命到底有多好？
Is it a thriving spiritual life?
是一个旺盛的、有能力的生命呢？
Or is it a dying spiritual life?
是将要枯干的生命呢？
Unless your spiritual life is thriving and healthy.
除非你的灵命是健康、有活力。
Don't expect to be able to enjoy your physical life.
我告诉你，你没有办法享受肉体的生命。
Don't expect to find satisfaction and fullness in your life.
你不可能在你的生命找到快乐，找到满足。
You may be able to fool yourself for a while.
可能你会骗你自己，骗阵子。
But ultimately, you know.
最后你会知道的。
Your spiritual life has to come first.
你的属灵生命必须放在第一位。
Then you will be able to enjoy your physical life.
那么你就能够享受肉体的生命。
I always say there's nothing wrong with being a doctor.
我做医生也没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong to be rich.
有钱也没有错。
But you want to make sure.
你要确实知道一件事。
That all this is within your God's will. All this is within God's will.
你要知道这些都是在神的旨意里面。
There's nothing wrong to drive a Rolls Royce.
你如果能够开 Rolls Royce 也没有错。
But you better make sure God is right next to you.
你要知道神是坐在你的旁边跟你一起开的。
But I want to say a word about to the non-Christians tonight.
对那些还没有信主的朋友，今天晚上我要讲几句话。
You may not be so much aware of the need of a spiritual life.
你可能不太觉得有属灵的需要。
But I think a lot of your friends and myself will testify to you that our life, we have a spiritual life and a physical life.
但是你的朋友跟我今天晚上在这里跟你见证一件事情，我们的生命不只是肉体的生命，还有灵性的生命。
Because there's a God.
因为有神。
And man was created by God.
人是神所造的。
And God imparted His breath to give him the spirit.
人吹气在人的里头，叫人成为有灵的活人。
Unless you have a spiritual life,
除非你有属灵的生命。
Where do you think your physical life will take you to?
你认为你的物质的生命，你的肉体的生命能带你到什么样的方向呢？
Oh, you may say that I'm not like you.
你可能会说，我不会像你。
I'm very satisfied with my life.
我很满足我的生命。
Oh, I'm happy.
我很快乐。
Are you really happy?
真的吗？你真的快乐吗？
even if you fool yourself.
甚至你欺骗你自己。
Even you may be able to fool yourself. A lot of people fool themselves for the rest of their life.
很多人一辈子骗他自己
了。But one thing you haven't experienced.
有一件事情你要经验到。
And you haven't experienced the end of your life.
就是你还没有经验到人生的终点。
Are you able to face the end of your life?
你能够面对人生的终点吗？
Are you able to face death?
你能够面对死亡吗？
Do you have the hope of eternity like we do?
你有永生的盼望，像我们有永生的盼望一样吗？
Without a spiritual life,
没有属灵的生命，是几乎不可能有快乐的肉体的生命。
And you certainly would not have the hope of eternal life.
绝对没有永生的盼望。
This is a matter of life and death.
这就是生死的问题。
And I wish that you would think very seriously about it.
我希望你今天晚上很慎重地来考虑这个问题。
Thank you for your attention.
谢谢你们。